This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Governor Polis says there are no plans to activate crisis standards for hospitals in Colorado, despite the Omicron wave of infections. Some in the healthcare industry want him to take that step because it might potentially unlock federal money to help with crowded hospitals and staffing shortages. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Polis told CPR's Colorado Matters a crisis designation is not something the state's chief medical officer is seeking at this point, but he says it's an option should the COVID situation worsen.
If the projections that we're seeing are correct and that it peaks in the next week or so and then decreases, then it's very unlikely those type of measures would need to be taken.
Polis is also taking steps to provide free medical-grade KN95 masks to the public. This will happen through local fire stations and libraries. Details will be announced in the coming days. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado has recorded its highest number of traffic deaths since 2002. The Colorado Department of Transportation says 672 people died on the road in 2021. Matthew Packard is the chief of Colorado State Patrol. He says people need to do their part to help stop traffic deaths.
At the end of the day, this is a personal accountability solution that we can all engage in.
CDOT says seatbelt usage in the state lags behind the national average, which has led to more fatal crashes. The front range is in the teens and 20s this afternoon. Winter weather will stay in effect through the evening. You're listening to CPR News.